Well, good morning.
One more week, and then you're off on holidays. And I have a lot of things to say about the parable we're looking at in Luke chapter 15. Before that, so I'll have to try and squeeze it all in. Luke chapter 15, and we have been particularly considering this question of just who it is that the Lord is referring to when he speaks of the 99. Now, we started off endeavouring to answer that question, who are the 99, by considering the fact that they could not be earthly individuals. They couldn't be human individuals, because of what is said of them in the verse 7. You remember? Look at verse 7. I say unto you likewise, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. So whoever these individuals are, they need no repentance. And there is no one on this earth that has never been born that needed no repentance, except the Savior himself, of course. But all the sons and the daughters of Adam were in need of repentance. So we're not talking then, I believe, about 99 human beings, men or women. But I want to give you another reason why I don't believe that we're looking here at the flock of Christ. So many people think that when the parable speaks of the shepherd leaving the 99, it's referring to the saved who are not wandering off. But I don't think that's right, and I'll tell you why. We are told here, verse 4, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? So, the work of the Lord Jesus is illustrated here by a shepherd leaving 99 and going off to look for the one that's lost. Now, I want you to follow me. I'm saying that the 99 could not be and cannot be 99 saved persons, because the Lord Jesus doesn't leave his sheep. He doesn't leave his sheep. Listen to what he says, Hebrews chapter 13 and the verse 5. And you'll remember it better if you look it up and read it as well as listen. Hebrews chapter 13 says, he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Now these words are addressed to the flock of God. These words are addressed to the redeemed, the saved. And the Lord says, I'll never leave thee. And yet here we have the Savior illustrated as leaving a flock. I have said to you that I believe those that he left are not the redeemed, the saved, the elect of God, but rather it's a reference to his leaving those that are his in heaven. Because you see, the Lord has a great congregation as well as the saved. The Lord did not just create man, but he created angels, and that by the million. I was just reading this morning, actually, in the book of the Revelation, about the multitude in heaven, 10,000s times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, phrases all of which indicate there's such a multitude there, they can hardly be numbered. And they belong to the Lord, and he loves them. And they love him, and they are without sin, and therefore they love him perfectly, gloriously. And it is those angelic beings that the Savior left behind in order to come to this earth and search out the lost sinners that belong to him. So then, this promise given in Hebrews chapter 13 indicates that since the Savior has said to his people, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, here in the parable, when it talks about him leaving the flock, it can't be the same people to whom he said, I'll never leave you. It has to be another group of individuals, and I'm telling you, that it's the heavenly host that's spoken of. He left them in order to search out those that were lost. Actually, the word in verse 4 of chapter 15 of Luke, the word leave, means to forsake. It means to forsake. It's a strong word. It means to leave utterly, leave behind. And I think that that speaks of the Savior leaving heaven. You remember, we looked at Philippians, and it tells us how the Lord Jesus descended to this earth and humbled himself, took on him the likeness of a man, of a servant, was subject to all of the weaknesses of the flesh, as he took upon himself the likeness of man and submitted himself to death. He really did leave heaven and all its glory behind. He forsook it. He forsook it. So I think that here's a reason why we're not talking about the saved, but we're talking about the heavenly host when we're talking about this flock. Now, let me tell you something else. We must ever remember that the Lord Jesus does not leave you when he comes to help me. Do you understand that? Now you, if you're out there scampering about or here in the school and you go to talk to one of your friends, you have to leave those you were talking to before, because you can't be in two places at the one time. You just can't. So we're here thinking of how the Lord Jesus left heaven, forsook it, in order to undertake the task of saving sinners. And when it says in Hebrews 13, I will never leave thee, it emphasizes the fact that the Savior never does leave his people at all. When he's helping you, he doesn't forsake me. He doesn't leave me. And that's an important truth to learn, boys and girls. That's an important truth to learn. We sung the hymn that we did this morning for the simple reason that it sets forth many of the wonderful attributes, the wonderful elements of our Savior's nature. And the Lord Jesus is God. And being God, and here I'm going to use a big word, being God, he is omnipresent. Omnipresent, which means he is everywhere at all times. At this very moment, on the other side of the world, there are boys and girls who are saved, and the Lord is with them. But you say, he's with us here this morning. Yes, he is, but he's with them too, wonderfully, gloriously. You say, how can that be? That can only be because he is God. The Lord Jesus is God, and God fill the whole universe. The whole universe. He is everywhere at all times. Let me remind you of some of the final words that the Lord Jesus Christ uttered before he left for heaven. The end of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28, Matthew chapter 28. We're looking at the verse 18, right down at the end of the book of Matthew. I think that Matthew must have felt that these were ever so important, these words, because he records them right at the end of his book. And here's what he says in verse 18. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And here's the final words. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Or, as I've often told you, the word translated world there should be translated age, even to the end of the age, because at the end of the age the Lord Jesus is returning visibly and gloriously. But in the meantime, he is with us always. Lo, I am with you always. Now, he could have said, Philip, I'm with you always. Matthew, I'll be with you always. Peter, I'll be with you always. John, I'll be with you always. He could have gone right down the whole list of disciples who were listening And he could have promised each one individually, I'll be with you. Now, humanly speaking, that's not possible. When you head off home, you have to say goodbye to friends, to teachers, because they can't be with you. But you never have to say goodbye to the Lord Jesus, because he can go home with you, and he can go home with me, and with each one of you individually. The Lord Jesus is everywhere here on earth, and he's everywhere with his people. So when we read of him leaving the flock, he can't be talking about his redeemed one, because he never leaves them. He never leaves. The Lord Jesus will never leave his flock of sheep who are saved. This flock is referring to another group of individuals. And I'm suggesting to you it speaks of his leaving heaven and his flock of creatures there, his beloved creatures, the angelic host. He left them behind in order to come and search for you. Search for you. Now this great doctrine of the wonderful omnipresence, you remember that word. You can even look it up in the dictionary and just see what the dictionary says about it. But just to illustrate it a little further, listen to what Jeremiah had to say. Chapter 23, and the verse 23, as I am a God at hand, in other words, not far away, as I am a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Oh, that we might be conscious of that fact. When you're in a little huddle there in the classroom, and you and your friend are having a very secret wee talk, and maybe it's not just too good a talk, but that's all right, you think the teacher can't hear us, but God can hear you. God can hear us. We are never out of his sight, nor are we out of his hearing. We cannot hide from the Lord. One of the servants of the Lord learned this very early. He was called Nathanael. You read about him in the first chapter of John's Gospel. Just look at it. Chapter 1 of John, and the verse 47. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? How do you know me? We've never met. That's what he's saying. Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. If you know the little story, you only have to go back a verse or so and you can read it. Philip came to Nathanael and said to Nathanael, we have found the Messiah, Nathanael. We have found him. He comes out of Galilee. And Nathanael said, can anything good come out of that part of the country? He sort of sneered at the idea of what it was Philip was saying. Can anything good come out of there? That's why the Savior says, no, an Israelite in whom there is no guile. He had cast aspersions upon the character of the Lord Jesus, and now the Lord Jesus is saying to him, oh, you're a man that has no faults. And Nathanael, he says, Paul, how do you know me? And he says, well, you were under the fig tree talking to Philip. I saw thee. And instantly, light dawned on Nathanael for his answer to the Lord Jesus, if you look at verse 49, is, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. You could only have this knowledge of me, because you're the Messiah. You're God manifest in the flesh. Thou art the King of Israel. So boys and girls, the Lord Jesus never leaves us. At this moment, he is with all of his people throughout the world. He's with all of his people. In Acts chapter 18 and the verse 10, and we'll close with this. Acts chapter 18 and the verse 10. Paul has come to Corinth, and it's a place where there's opposition. The Lord appears to Paul in Corinth. And in chapter 18, the verse 10, he says, I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. So the Saviour says to Paul, when he was in Corinth, I am with thee. But at the same time, he was with John, wherever John was. He was with Peter, wherever Peter was. He was with all of his disciples, indeed. He was with all of his people while he was with Paul in Corinth. The Lord never leaves his flock. He never forsakes his flock. He's always with us. To the flock here, the 99, it's not 99 Christians. It's not 99 saved people. That's not what is represented here. I believe it's that great multitude in heaven, the heavenly host, that the Savior turned his back upon as part of the great scheme and plan to save you. Do you know him this morning? He who is the shepherd who has come to call and to seek that which is lost. Have you heard his voice? Have you come to him? Oh, are you saved? Are you saved? Let's bow in prayer. Lord, write your word on our hearts. Oh God, give understanding to the children of this most wonderful doctrine. A doctrine that really is beyond our comprehending. But Lord, may the children believe that thou art everywhere, with your people at all times. And those who call upon thee, and those who are saved, the Lord never leaves, but will carry them all the way to heaven. Teach the boys and girls this truth, we ask. And bless the school today for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.